Katie Birsch is a commercial fisherman who set nets each summer on the Ugashik River. Several years ago, she noticed water temperatures in the Ugashik were warming, so she started to monitor them on her boat.
In 2019, we had a lot of dead fish, pre-spawn fish, die in Ugashik rivers because the river was too warm, so that really got me going on trying to, kind of start monitoring that because it seemed like our river and the Ugashik River were very susceptible, like more susceptible than other places, and so I really wanted to try and get a handle on that.
She's continued to document and report her observations, but she says it's not always easy to find the right scientists to communicate her data to on pollock, whales, or seabirds.
I take note of a lot of biological changes I see, but then the problem is you have to find the right person to report it to, and you end up making 6 phone calls and you just get passed around.
This summer, a new app called Skipper Science aims to bridge the gap between fishermen and scientists. Fishermen can log climate change observations on the water that will upload to a large database accessible by scientists. Dr. Lauren Devine and Lindsay Bloom collaborated to bring the app to life. Devine is the Director of Ecosystems Conservation for the Aleut Community of St. Paul Island. Bloom is the campaign strategist for Salmon State, an advocacy organization based in Juneau. The Skipper Science app is rooted in Devine's previous environmental monitoring projects with tribal communities. She says Skipper Science is a well-known field in other Arctic countries where it's common for fishermen to partner with researchers.
So we created Skipper Science to be a tool that fishermen in Alaska could use to contribute scientific observations, but also local and traditional knowledge and observations to a single location database where all of that could be compiled and used to help advocate for healthy oceans and sustainable futures for our local communities.
Bloom's work with Salmon State helps commercial fishermen strategize how to bring their voices, perspective, and stories to decision makers in the policy world. For the past 3 years, she's conducted large surveys to learn more about the environmental concerns facing commercial fishermen.
What we heard a lot about is climate being very much a top concern and how climate is and will be, continue to be, impacting fisheries and fisheries management and businesses.
So far, 100 fishermen have downloaded the app and are documenting their observations out on the water. For those who didn't download the app prior to setting sail, they can still document observations on paper and upload them when they return. Bloom notes several national organizations, such as the National Weather Service and entities within NOAA, are excited about Skipper Science. Elizabeth Sidden is a fisheries research biologist with NOAA's Alaska Fisheries Science Center. She leads the Southern Bering Sea Integrated Ecosystem Survey and connects ecosystem science to management. Sidden recently learned about the Skipper Science app.
We've had occasional connections with people who might have an observation that, sort of eventually filters down or finds its way to me. And we're always, super excited. But the Skipper Science app certainly sounds like a centralized resource that's easier, sort of a win-win on both ends.
Sidden believes local observations are invaluable, and she plans to incorporate the observations from Skipper Science into her ecosystems report later this year. Fisherman Katie Birch continues to make observations this summer. She hasn't tried the app yet, but she's excited about its potential.
We think that we're out here all the time and we see weird stuff. We just think, well, everybody knows there was pollock floating around that year, right? Well, they don't. Like, the getting the information back to the people who are actually working on those things is pretty few and far between. And so I think people's information is valuable.
Devine and Bloom haven't started sifting through the data yet, but they will have more information about the app's success in the fall when fishermen return from a summer on the water. In Dillingham, I'm Stephanie Maltrich.